Thank you, Chair. Italy aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union. I would like to add some remarks in my national capacity. Italy supports the inalienable right of all states parties to the NPT to peaceful uses of nuclear energy, science and technology, namely the right to research, production and use of nuclear resources for peaceful purposes in conformity with the treaty. This right should be exercised according to the highest standards of safeguards, safety and security, to which Italy attaches the utmost importance. In this respect, Italy strongly supports the efforts of the International Atomic Energy Agency. In 2023, Italy contributed almost €3 million to the IAEA's Technical Cooperation Programme, including supporting the security and safety of nuclear power plants in Ukraine. Under this programme, Italy has hosted every year several foreign researchers in its laboratories, universities and medical centres in the framework of fellowships and scientific visits. The Abdus Salam International Centre for Theoretical Physics that Italy hosts in Trieste has been a driving force behind global efforts to advance scientific expertise, providing scientists from developing countries with the continuing education and skills they need to serve in their home countries in the sectors related to nuclear science and technology. Italy recognizes the role that nuclear science and technology can play in fields such as agriculture and food security, disease prevention and climate change. As G7 president, Italy is proud to co-host, together with the IAEA, the inaugural ministerial meeting of the World Fusion Energy Group to be held in Rome on 6 November 2024. This meeting will bring together governments, scientists, executives and investors to join forces in paving the way for this promising technology to provide the abundant clean energy the world needs to meet its growing development needs. Italy is actively conducting research to develop techniques that can be used to improve verification activities for nuclear safeguards, and we are considering participation in the IAEA Member States Support Programme through a number of specific projects on measuring techniques and the offer of innovative equipment. Chair, Russia's unjustified and illegal war of aggression against Ukraine poses severe and direct threats to the safety and security of Ukraine's nuclear facilities, in particular to the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. As reported by the IAEA Director General during his introductory statement to the Board of Governors last month, the situation at the nuclear power plant remains precarious, with all seven pillars of nuclear safety and security being fully or partially compromised. We reiterate our full support for the IAEA's efforts to ensure the safety and security of the ZNPP, while fully respecting Ukrainian sovereignty over the plant and the region. Italy is an active member in all multilateral export control regimes and highly appreciates the contribution made by these regimes to the goal of preventing proliferation, at the same time fostering international cooperation in peaceful uses. Italy firmly believes that any project involving nuclear energy, as well as any technology or application that makes use of radioactive materials, must include elements of safeguards, safety, security, emergency preparedness and response. Italy is a party to the main international conventions in the field of nuclear safety and security. We would like to take this opportunity to call on all countries that have not yet done so to adhere to the relevant international conventions. I thank you, Chair.